Ladies and gentlemen, this next band is no stranger to a Grass Valley stage. I think they have played Grass Valley more than anybody. I know they're one of my favorites. They have been nominated for more awards than I could possibly stand up here and tell you in the next 30 minutes. They've been nominated for Entertainer and won Entertainer of the Year at the IBMA for 2 years that I'm aware of. Male Vocalist of the Year, Vocal Group of the Year, Bass Player of the Year, Mandolin Player of the Year. There's many, many awards in this group. They're one of the finest, if not the finest, traditional bluegrass man, not only in America, but in the world today. It is a distinct pleasure. Well, it better be quick. Are they still? They said they was through. Are they all clear?
All right, clear.
Yeah. We can continue. As I was saying, it gives me great pleasure to be able to stand here on this Grass Valley stage, especially since this is the first year we've been in here on the fairgrounds proper, and to welcome this man right here on stage with this fine band. One of my best friends in the world, and one of your best friends in the music business, I'm sure. My good friend, Mr. Del McCurry.
Thank you, J.D. Folks, how's the weather out there? Pretty nice, ain't it, considering everything. We just broke a banjo string. We all got a hold of it to see if it'd break, and it did. But we'll get it going here in a minute. I'd just like to thank Carl Patker and J.D. Rines and all these guys for such a great organization, this CBMA, and all you bluegrass fans. And we're going to do a show. Looks like I'm going to do this show by myself, don't it? Hey, I've never tried that. It might work. It's a lot cheaper. Carl, I could work a lot cheaper if it's just me. Now, I think they got the banjo all tuned up. Probably, or close, anyway. Let's see. Is any other folks we need to thank here? Pepper's he here? I'd like to thank Pepper. Vic? I ain't even seen Vic yet. Let me hear from me, Vic. He went home. I thought he did. What was that? Oh, thanks. I don't feel that way, but thank you anyway. I'd like for you folks to give a great big hand to these sound guys and these tent guys and all these guys that are working hard here. They've got another hard day's work tomorrow, so we hope it don't rain on the equipment here and everything. Let's see, we promised we'd do some of our new songs on this show, so I guess we can if my voice holds up.